and a KBP flint by the airport.
You're PPing all over the state.
It roamed to Bancroft. So my IP connect is correct. I'm proud of myself. I made it a channel, not a zone, and it just pops around, and I seen it disconnect to two or three different ones, Mayville for a little while, so kept listening. Your system, Chrissy probably knows all this, but always mind your system works nice.
It is a very well done system. So it's almost unparalleled anywhere in the country. There's some other good ones around, but this one is pretty darn good, particularly when you add an EMI-6 part of it.
Yeah, what's up here that's MI-1?
What is the question about MI-1?
What's up here that's MI-1? I mean, I've got them all in the scan, and I'm just curious. I thought they had something up here that connected to the FBI network.
Yeah, there's Holly. I think there's Flint. I'm not sure about that. But, yeah, there's all sorts of them. And as you're heading out 69, there will be some. There's a couple out that way. When you get into Lansing, there's at least one out there, OBU, maybe another in Lansing proper. I don't know that. I don't travel that route all that much. But, yes, there are several out that way.
Okay. I'm going to jump over there and scan. Catch you into that, NAKPP.
Would you like me to make some noise?
Yeah, give me about a minute to get there. KCAKJON8KBP.
KCAKJ8YTQ.
N-A-K-P-P, mobile Lansing.
They cut you loose this early?
I only had to work the show to 12:30, so yes.
Man, must be nice.
Yeah, well, the show closed. It was yesterday from 12 to 7 and today from 9 to 12:30. So, and that was it. And all the big equipment has showed up and all of the big city vehicles are starting to leave the property. So all is good. So the Lansing M1, I have to check and make sure I didn't have anything wrong on it. That's the 444.000. I couldn't get that to work, so I'm not sure if it's out of service or if I programmed it wrong. I will check that when I get home. And I think that's it. Oh, and the Bancroft P25 repeater, I'm not sure on that one. I couldn't hit it, so I'm not sure if that one's down or if I did that one wrong, too. So I'm going to check on those two when I get back in front of the computer monitor, but that's all I know, but this one here works pretty good, but I spent a lot of time on this one getting it right. How goes your day? How was your meeting?
Oh, pretty easy. It was just a pretty simple meeting with IP and all that, so nothing, no big deal, just discussing plans, but anyhow, I am back to work here, so I just wanted to make sure I let you know I heard you. Say hi, see how things went, and give you a little trouble about being out here on the road so early. But I do have to get back to it.
Okay. Well, in my travels, I did call Jeff, N-A-F, flying zipper, N-K-F-C-E or something like that. He said he would check in and let me know on the ones that we were talking about, the Kenwoods. So he says he has to build it on his little thingy, and he says, and then they sprint, and then it spits out a sheet. So we shall see if it's stupid money or if it's reasonable. I will let you know.
All right. Now you have a local source as well. I'll see it. They want to run up the source, play them against each other, you know, capitalism at its finest. All right, anyhow, I got to jump. WAFU.
And AKPP, the Okemo Success on 69. Talk soon.
Tomorrow we're going to put this thing to the test. I got to go to Muskie on.
Well, if it don't work, I know how to make it work because I'm on version 2.1 of our Tom and Wally code plug. And it's working because I had to go to Lansing today. And it's doing all this little jumping around like it's supposed to.
Yeah, she's jumping around pretty good now. But, yeah, we'll see how it goes tomorrow with the version 1 that we got in here. And then I'll report as I drive. How does that sound?
Sounds good. I'm going to be busy from about 10:15 to about 2 o'clock, though. And I mean really busy. So I've got a couple work projects that are pretty big and pretty pressing that I need to address.
Well, right now I'm sitting on DETSW1 East, so when you get it all programmed, and I think it bounced to Mount Clemens this morning. And on occasion I get a channel busy, but I know that's because somebody else is roaming over there. So, but right now it's I'm talking on it, and I hear you, and I hear stuff pretty all darn good. KGO for ID. I'm statewide, 51.
What town are you in right now? What's your radio say on it?
What do you want me to put on?
Hey, Tom, you're throwing a carrier with no voice.
I was checking my HT. How do you hear me now? There's some mobile.
Overmodulated, as always.
How about now?
Still a little hot. I'll grab your HT next time I see you.
This is the mobile.
Okay, well then, I'm version 2.1 for you.
Well, I got it centered, but off the side, I'm talking across the mic right now. How is it? Or is this better here?
Kind of like the eye test. Here or here? I'll tell you what we'll do. Then we get together where you all go on a Flex Digital channel, and we'll do it that way. And I'll let you listen to yourself so we can set it up good. How's that sound? Or we'll go 999 on a hotspot or something.
Yeah. I mean, I said, I got my HT, I dropped it down to 20, like you told me to, and, you know, through the hotspot. And then I did 9999 on that, and it sounded pretty decent. But I'm on the Motorola right now. I've got the mic probably about 12 inches, I guess you can say.
Okay. Well, I'll try another mic, maybe. I think I've got a couple, three of different ones of those laying around.
Yeah, I got to sign up for Skywarn. Maybe we can do something after Skywarn on Saturday.
Yeah, you better get to doing that if you haven't got a confirmation letter yet. Kind of important.
Yeah, I got to do it through my phone because I'm on my work laptop and I can't get to AT&T from there or Gmail. So I'm going to do it right now.
Very good. See you in a minute. And hey, that's AAPP.
K-E-8-Y-T-Q. K-A-P-P, K-C-A-K-K-O, K-C-K-K, monitoring.
Hey, go ahead. K-A-P-P.
K-E-8-Y-T-Q.
N-A-K-K-P-P, statewide, one mobile, the Baltimore, Michigan.
Kilo Echo 8. Mike Whiskey November, Bay City, Michigan.
Good evening. I'll close it up in Bay City. We're heading towards the car dealership. wife is following me. We're going to the car off. It's a project for the moment. So, better not be none of the locals we're talking on the analog stuff around here. So, I'm going to throw my call out on 5-1. Bigger crowd, you know.
Yeah, I enjoy this system. It's pretty wide coverage area and reliable, good quality. I like the digital stuff.
Yeah, me too. So I've been dabbling a little bit in P25 lately, just for the T-shirt, as a friend of mine would say, but nothing too earth-shattering. Handle here is Wally Whiskey, Alpha Lima Lima Yankee.
Go with that call one more time.
Calls N8KPP, November 8, Kilo, Papa, Papa. And my name is Wally Whiskey, Alpha Lima Lima Yankee.
Okay, copy the November 8, Kilo, Papa, Papa. And my name is Ben, Bravo, Echo, November.
Nice to meet you, Ben. So, yeah, just enjoy it. I drove it, I set this radio up. I got an old retired Motorola 550, the older one, not the E. And I set it up to, drove to Lansing today for work, and I set it up to do the automatic roam feature in the Motorola IP Connect thing, and it did a great job. I can't say I have any hassles about it. Wherever I went, showed a different tower, and I hit those towers, and I was able to catch every one of them. So, very impressive.
Okay, yeah, I put about 15 of those in last week at work, the 2500Es, though. I am currently talking on a 7550E, and then I got a 5550E in the shack, and I got a Motorola APX 7000 sitting in there, too. I use it for P25.
Oh, very good. You talk much on the, I forget the repeater. I know we have one down in Detroit. I just started dabbling in that a little bit. I don't have it with me. It's in my other car, but I just ordered a used one. Got it off eBay for like $170. So, XTL 1500. It only does a handful of channels, but it'll be all I need to dabble around in VHF and VHF P25. So, looking forward to it, but the handheld does really well if I put a decent antenna on it and a connector on the top of it, and that's on a, what, XTS 5000. So, but yeah, I like P25 as well. That's also fun. You know, you got to experiment with all the boats.
Yeah, it's cool how many of those P25 machines they got linked to. The Guilford P25 machine, I can literally see that from my front porch. I can see the lights on the power flashing. So I don't need much power to hit this one here.
Yeah, I see that some of it has hooked up to 900, 927 something too. TJ, I was chatting with him and back and forth, and I know that they, from the Grand Rapids side of the state, they use 927. And I understand that there's a 927 relatively close to me, but I'm not sure if it's working. So I'm going to throw a SDR in the car and go bring up the P25 and see if I can pick up a signal, hear myself on the SDR. So that'll be a good test for that, see if that's working. Then if I can find one of those under a couple $100, I'll buy that just to play with it. After I get sad with it, I'll just sell it, but it's just a thing, you know. So I'm glad to see that, Ben, I'm glad to see that more people are on P25. That's nice.
Yeah, I've been playing on that for quite a few years. I've got an FTL 5000, got the 110 watt brick in the car. I had an XTS 5000. I traded that for a UHF XTL 2500, and then this weekend I'm going to be getting an XTS 5000 that does UHF R1. So I say the only thing I don't have is 900 megahertz V25, but there's no 900 meg machines anywhere close to me.
Yeah, well, we're not even sure if this one works or not. It's been up there, and I did talk to a guy that said he's going to call me back down in Florida, said he thought he had some, that he sent me some pictures of it. I'm sure he got busy, but he was a radio dealer, and he said that the intention of that was for utility companies, but they ended up migrating to the state system, so, which is good. So, anyways, but yeah, that'll just be neat to play with. Other than that, nothing big. Just be a fun toy. I thought I had the, you know, but there's lots and lots and lots of retired police 800 radios out there. You know, the XTS series, and they're getting them all phased out. And I got my hands on one of those, fairly reasonable, and there was a way you could modify the software to get it to take the 900 frequency. Well, I got it to take the 900 frequency, and then I found out that there's a bandpass filter in the 800 radios that stops it from going up there, and that was it. It was the end of the experiment, but man, I thought I had it. I was so proud of myself. I said, man, oh man, I'm going to be a hero. And for around here, and I wasn't. But hey, it was fun to tinker with.
Yeah, the closest two I see on your side there is Mount Clements and Plymouth. That's the two that I see listed on the WHCMN.net website.
Yeah, I'm sure if I tracked it down, I could find there's only like two or three people that I think have got their hands on it. I'm sure if I did a little homework, I could track it down, but it'll be more fun just to show up with an SDR and, you know, climb and pop, you know, pop the P25 and see if I can hear myself. So easy to do. All you need is a laptop and a $35 SDR.
Yeah, those SDRs are fun. Built a ADS-B receiver out of a Pi 3B Plus. Have an SDR dongle. Cavity filter, and I've got a 1090 specific antenna on top of the garage, and I'm feeding from the antenna down to the bandpass filter with a piece of half-inch superflex, so my losses are really low. My hops are usually 235, 236 miles for my longest hops.
Sounds like fun. So, well, Ben, I expect your call, but I got to let you go because I'm pulling into the dealership thing right now, and I just assume not stay here any longer than I have to because we're going to have to fill out the little paperwork and drop the key and drop the car. So I'm going to make it fast. So I am out of here. Listen out, and you have a great evening and pleasure talking to you, and we shall chat again. I'll throw my call out. Again, it's NHJPP. Later.
All right, NAKPP, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November. Good chatting with you. We'll catch you somewhere down the road.
Hey, KJ. Are you still out there, Wally, or did you take off already? Since you had a long day tomorrow.
Hey, Siri. I'm Siri. And am I wrong? KJEP2.
Hey, Wally, I was just, you know, I heard you out there. I didn't know if you were getting ready to jump into the feather land there or not.
Yeah, I think I might have keyed on top of you. This is Kilo Tower 8 Echo Papa Quebec. My name's Roger.
NAKPP, KCKKO, how are you hearing me out there, Wally?
I'm good. Give me a second.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm mobile, so.
So you got your thing all programmed up? I thought I heard somebody else on there. I didn't know where they were. I had my scan head on, so there's another station. Go ahead and say hi, NHKPP.
NHKUP, I believe it was. This is Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Papa Quebec. My name's Roger, and I'm just out of Marlette near Clifford.
Very good, sir. We've been playing around a little bit with Stateroid One lately, trying to get our radios to roam automatically, and so that's the activity. Tom is the other Cammy here, KJO, and he had a long work day, so he's mobile and home. So I'm going to hand it to Tom, and then Tom can hand it to Roger. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, finally, Tom, left 10 minutes ago, been there since 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so this is a good 13, 14-hour day, I say. Get a nice bump with a paycheck next Friday. But Marlette sounds good, Roger. Sounds good. And Wally, this is on the MI5 roam that you set up. And I was hitting Novi Tower for a short period of time, and now I'm back on Detroit Tower.
Yeah, very good. I read right, and I got to do a little bit more research. It doesn't pick the best. It only picks one that's over 108 dB, negative 108. That's the way I understand it. So I'm not 100% sure that's the way it rock and rolls, but I think it is, and I'll do a little bit more research on it. But it doesn't matter. 108 is good enough for DMR, and that's what all of the little articles say. So as long as you're at anything over 108, it calls it good enough. I can lower that number to make it 100, too, so it's more, it will look for a better signal. But as long as you're not having any problems, we'll leave it alone.
Okay, so the APQ, I thank you, gentlemen, for acknowledging me. This stuff hasn't been turned on in almost 2 years, thanks to a radio catastrophe over here and a broken antenna wire. Now I'm all crippled up, so I can do nothing about it. But anyway, I'm glad to hear this one's working, and I'm going to get out of here because somebody's yelling at me out in the living room. Anyway, you guys have a fine evening, and we'll turn it over. Let's see. I'm trying to remember something. I can't remember it. I don't remember much of anything. I think it was Tom. And we'll talk to you guys soon, I hope. KJDPQ.
Go ahead, Tom.
KJDPQ.
Yeah.
KJDPQ, I think you got there. Have a good night, Greg. 73 to you. KJDPQ. And yeah, Wally, I've got a bit of a drive. And we'll see how it works out tomorrow when I'm roaming out to Muskegon.
Should work good. And stay on the east. All the Lansing stuff is on the east channel, too. And then once you get west of Lansing, I'm going to say 30 miles or so, then you can switch it to west, and then it should start picking out channels out that way.
All it's set up as is Rome, just as MI5 Rome. So unless you program another zone, we only have channels in this one, we just got zones. And I have to do up and down and if I pick one of the west channels, it'll automatically start rolling there, then I take it. How's my audio? I got this thing sitting at my lap.
Sounds nice. You're good. Yeah, that might be the 2.0 that I'm working on. Then it'll just be a matter of a channel, and it'll boil down to either east or west, and west would be defined as west of, because we don't have enough. And west would be defined, and in the radio itself is the problem. And west would be defined as everything west of Lansing, not including Lansing. Lansing is considered east. And north, there's three towers up north. Those three, it doesn't matter, east or west. I was able to put those in, so you're good there.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah, we'll give it a shot tomorrow. I know you're going to be busy. I'll fill the heart with it in the morning on my drive. And then once we get version 2.0 in there, I think we're going to rock the house.
Yeah, we should be good. And I also have an error in the M1 system. I found that out today. I got to fix that for you, too. I have to fix that fine. I have the wrong frequency was posted on the website. So I got that corrected on the code plug itself, but I haven't put it in any radio yet. So anyway, so that's what's going on with that. So, yeah, and Sean will be around. I'm sure you can just throw out your call and just tell, hey, how do I work? You know, Sean sometimes can tell you to do it better and different, you know, depending on his workload. Sometimes he can't carry on a QSO, but he can always break free and say, you know, yeah, you're good. So it'll sound good. But like I said, I'll be unavailable from about 10 to about 2 o'clock. So that's a time clock that I mean stuff that I can't get out of. I have to pay 100% attention to work.
Yeah, that works. Like I said, I'm leaving home base at 7:30. And then that's only about 2.5, almost 3 to get up there. So by the time I get up there, you'll be at your office. So I'll just text you or something like that. I don't want to disturb you too much. You are a very busy person.
I'm trying not to be, but it just keeps happening. So, yeah, just text me. That would be the best way because I can always answer to that and tell you yes or no. So, but realistically, if you hit it and you get that magical Motorola chirp, it's working.
Yeah, I'm in downtown Birmingham right now. Just as I went on Maple, right between all the buildings, I lost, I lost the channel. So that's okay. That's just going around. That was like 30 seconds. But besides that, it's on the roll. Kicking some 50X on it. I like it. Yeah, I'm going to be on 69 all the way up into Muskegon. I think it turns into like 31 or something like that. So going right up there in Norton Shores, Muskegon area. And I'll be there most of the day.
Yeah. Did yours roam into Mount Clemens yet? You were kind of in and out of there for a while. Does it say MTC?
No, but it says DET right now. So we'll see what happens when I get a little bit more into Pontiac. I'm right here, like I said, on Woodward, just north of Maple, and I'm still at DED.
Okay. Well, time will tell. We'll figure that out. So we can custom do the decibel readings, too. So we'll work on that. But no hurry. I'm after perfection here. I'll get it. So very good. All right. Well, Miss Marion is in the car, and I'm going to talk to her. So you have a good night. Drive safe. Clear up the ears.
All right. You do the same tomorrow. Don't work too hard. Say hi to the better half there. And you guys have a good evening. I'll talk to you on the flip. 73, KCAK2.